Good morning. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Knorr.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. That might sound like a recording of a concert, but it's actually an exercise class that combines the elements of music and drumming into an effective way of elevating your heart rate.
Pound is a full-body workout that combines cardio, conditioning, and strength training with low-impact movements. Created by recreational drummers and former athletes, this new format has grown from its first class in a Los Angeles basement into a global network.
For this month's Fit for You, local fitness instructor and Pound Pro Erica Lewandowski joined me in the studio to explain how people can drum their way into better shape.
Pound is a full-body cardio jam session that uses lightly weighted drumsticks called ripsticks to allow our participants to become a part of the music by drumming, all while toning their body from head to toe.
So, by drumming, what kind of equipment is there? I assume there's sticks of some sort.
Yep, we use special drumsticks called ripsticks. They're bright green drumsticks. You can't miss them. They are made specifically for Pound. They're twice the weight of an average drumstick and a little bit fatter than a regular drumstick, but just about the same length. So you really do get the feel as though you're an actual drummer throughout the workout.
And I imagine they were designed so that they don't break if
yeah, they're
getting into it.
Yeah, they're really durable. They can take a beating. They are there to allow you to have a good time and rock out and not worry about it.
All right, so this is to music. People have drumsticks to go along with it. So what areas of the body does Pound utilize and through what kind of moves? What are you looking for when people are using these sticks?
Well, we combine Pilates, isometric movements, plyometric movements, and strength training poses into drumming. So you might be doing things like squats or lunges or a seated position where you're really engaging your abs. But the beauty of it is you don't really realize that you're doing that because you're drumming and you're engaged in this great music with this loud drum beat. So you really forget that you're working out entirely.
So I imagine with the lunges and in the seated position, is this a low-impact workout?
Yeah, it is. It is low-impact. You don't need to jump. Your feet can stay on the ground the whole time, and we can modify it for any type of individual that comes into our classes.
We'll get back to modifications a little later, but to start, what are the physical benefits of Pound? So what is the class structure like? Is it about an hour or so?
It's typically a 45-minute class, but we can also do as short as a 30-minute class if that fits best into a schedule. And like any exercise class, you're going to get wonderful cardiovascular benefits and strength training benefits. But one of the things that we really like so much in Pound is how it affects our participants' mind, body, and what we call inner rock star. So we know that they're getting a great workout. We know that they're getting all those health benefits, calorie burning, muscle endurance, muscle strengthening. But what you see that's so unique with Pound is they come away from classes really empowered. We want our participants to leave with confidence, feeling really good about themselves, and really going out into their community and continuing our culture of empowerment for others.
So to get to the nitty-gritty physical aspects, how many calories on average are burned in one session?
We say about 800 per hour, but of course it's going to depend a little bit on how hard the participant is working and at what level we have them working at.
And the main muscles targeted, I imagine there's a lot of legwork with lunges and being in that kind of position, but do you really notice your arms getting a good workout through drumming?
Absolutely. I actually thought the reverse. I thought when I started, I'm holding these weighted drumsticks, so I'm going to see it mostly in my arms and my shoulders, and I do. People that start this class come back and they say, you know, I wore a tank top this weekend, and people were commenting on how strong my arms looked and how great my shoulders looked, and it kind of catches people off guard. But you also absolutely are getting the workout in your legs, in your quads, in your glutes, of course, because you're doing a lot of lunges and squats. So you really get the full body workout without even realizing you're doing it.
And I imagine it's good for not only physical but mental endurance.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things is when you have a class that has such a strong drum beat to it, you really get yourself sort of lost into the music. And so we call it therapy for some people because they go in, there's 45 minutes of time just focused on them. It's them and the music and whatever challenges they want to present to themselves or however they just want to relax into the music, it's totally up to them so that they can come away and get exactly what they need from the class.
Are people hesitant at all at first if it's an initial class or they're just learning it? you know, thinking, I'm not coordinated enough to try and follow along with the music. And do you see that improve over time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody does walk through the door, and a lot of them say, I don't have rhythm or I've never done this. But what's interesting is they come in the door. They are still really excited to try it out because they've seen it through the window or they've heard about it from a friend, and they really want to give it a try, so they're willing to give it a shot. Over time, we see them come back, and they'll even say, you know, I kind of feel like a drummer. I think I could actually be a drummer. I'm pretty sure if you put me in front of a drum kit, I could even be a drummer. So we can take them from that very beginning step all the way to full-on rock star if we're doing our jobs right.
So if they're getting to that level of confidence, I imagine they're getting used to a certain type of class structure. So walk me through, what does the initial start of the class look like with warm-up, and how do you move through the class? I know there's, you mentioned there's squats. You can be in a seated position. So how do you move from one to the next?
Okay, we start every class with an introduction because we're always getting new students every time. So we start with our basic safety principles, how to hold the ripsticks, which is a little different from traditional drumsticks. We go over the four positions, which are a standing position called set, a standing position called lunge, which is pretty self-explanatory, a seated position called kit, which targets the abs and core, and then actually a supine position where you're laying on your back and it does a lot of simulated bridge type work.
Okay.
So we go through all those positions, and we show the modifications as well so that any student, regardless of where they are in their fitness journey, can modify the movements back to where exactly they need to be. It is an intermittent style of training, so we start with the warm-up and slowly build in intensity and in muscle group engagement until we really kind of hit a peak, and then we drop it down a little bit, allow people to catch their breath a little bit, target slightly different muscles, and then we bring it up again. We kind of give our class the feeling that they're in a concert. That's what I always tell them. So you start with a song you know, right? That's the first song that an artist will play when they come out on stage. Then they may play another one that you know, and you start jamming out. And you get a little more excited, and then all of a sudden, oop, they stop for a moment, and they play something new that kind of slows you down, and you're listening, and you're curious what's coming next. We try to create that same type of intermittent style in our classes as well.
You mentioned modifications. What are some examples of how a person can modify, whether they're a seasoned pro and are able to do deeper lunges or something like that? And how do you take a new person or someone who perhaps has physical restrictions as to how much movement they can do?
Sure. So let's take a very basic move in our set position, which is just a standing position. Your legs are a little bit wider than your hips and shoulders, and you're basically going to go down to the ground in a squat, strike your ripsticks on the ground, and then come back up and strike your ripsticks overhead. For someone who needs a modification, because they might be starting out on their fitness journey or they're recuperating from an injury, we would encourage them to just not hit the ground. We still want them to engage in that good squat position so that they're targeting the muscles and they're safe in their movements, but they might stop at waist height. They might stop at shin height or knee height or thigh height. So they don't have to hit the ground to be a rock star. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, if you have somebody who really wants to push and get the most out of their workout, of course they're going to go into a nice deep squat, striking the ground with the ripsticks. But as they come up, they might employ plyometric movements and do a small jump as they're coming up, take their feet off of the ground and upping the intensity in that way.
Do you need to hit the ground to get an effective arm workout if someone is taking that modification and not striking the ground? Are they still working those same muscles striking in the air?
Oh, absolutely. Because the ripsticks are weighted, they're twice the weight of an average drumstick, simply by holding something that's heavier and extending your arm length by about 16 inches on both sides, you're working that much harder to move your arms through the air and keep your body stabilized through the movement. So you will still see the workout without actually hitting the ground.
Throughout the time that you've been teaching us this class, why do you think this workout is so effective, and what made you want to take that next step to be an instructor?
Well, I'm kind of unique in that I became an instructor before I ever took a class.
Okay.
So my first class was the class actually at the training. And I did that because I started watching the brand online. We have a really loud social media presence. And I was hearing all this information about this really cool new program that was coming. And I was watching clips on YouTube and on social media. And I really wanted to experience it, but there really weren't any classes yet in the Milwaukee area. So I just drove myself down to Chicago and took the training. And my very first class was about 20 minutes into the training when they said, all right, grab these bright green drumsticks and let's have a class. I think the reason, though, that it engages so many people and we do have a lot of students that become pound pros, which is what we call our instructors, is because we work so hard to make it accessible to everyone. We have a lot of instructors who have come on board who may or may not fit someone's typical, whatever that is, typical perception of what an instructor would be, because everyone has their own motivation and their own motivating story behind why they come into our program.
So what's your story?
My story was I saw it on social media and thought it looked really amazing and exciting and so different from anything I'd ever seen. I wanted to put myself into that new position of trying something so unique and different and see how it challenged me. And as soon as I started to see the results, I knew it was something I wanted to bring to my students.
How did this come about? Who created this program?
Well, this program was created in 2011 by two female drummers out in LA. They were recreational drummers who throughout all of their lives had been really involved in athletics and sports and dance. And for them, movement had always had a purpose, whether it was showing up for your practices and practicing to achieve a new routine or work together as a team to prepare for a meet. They were very used to that team mentality and that community that that created. As they grew older and became adults, started adulting, and had to continue their journey of just being healthy and going to the gym, they were really dissatisfied with their gym experience. This was out in LA, and they found it to be extremely body-centric. Classes were about how many calories were you going to burn and get rid of the muffin top and who could look the best in their workout gear. And while those classes achieved their purpose for our creators, who are Kirsten Potenza and Christina Pirenboom, they weren't really feeling it in their hearts, and it was a really big change for them. So they met at a party that happened to have a drum kit, and the drum kit didn't have a seat. So as they were hanging out, getting to know each other and jamming out, they were squatting in front of this drum kit. And the next morning, they woke up, and they were sore in all the right places. And that's sort of their light bulb moment. And from there, they started just sort of working with ideas, thinking of ways that they could incorporate drumming, which was one of their passions, with fitness, which was their other passion, and create a company and a culture that met all of the health goals, but also all of the mind-body type goals that they were looking to meet. They started in people's basements, they started practicing, and now we have over 8,000 instructors in 35 countries.
So in your personal experience, do you find that your group classes are a different kind of community compared to other classes that you've instructed or other classes that you've even participated in?
I really do. I am so humbled and blessed and surprised every time I look at my pound posse. That's what we call our whole pound community. We're called a pound posse. And it is some of the most genuine, kind, really generous people I have ever met. Typically when you start a class, you might ask the class, hey, is anybody here new today, so that you can get them acclimated to the class. When we do that in our class, and there's always that one shy person in the corner that kind of raises their hand and they feel a little uncomfortable, the whole class claps. Yay, we're so happy that you're here. I mean, it's just so welcoming. They genuinely appreciate the work that we do as pound pros to bring the workout to them, and they don't want to miss, and they really hold each other accountable in such a fun community kind of way.
For anyone who is listening, hasn't yet taken the class, and maybe needs that extra little push to get past the door, what would you say to someone to bring them into a class?
Well, this is what I tell my class. I say, it's just rock and roll, guys. It's not that serious. The workout comes. The fun is there. Just come give it a try. I guarantee you will have fun. You will have a moment. If I'm doing my job right, at some point in the class, you're going to feel like a rock star. And I just want you at that moment to let go and enjoy it. I don't mind if you're offbeat. I really don't mind if you're going one way and I'm going the other way. I just want you to come give it a try and give yourself that time.
Well, Erica Lewandowski, thanks for coming in to tell us about Pound.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Erica Lewandowski is a local fitness instructor and certified Pound Pro. For more information about Pound and where to find a class, you can visit wuwm.com.